CRI News, I'm Ding Lulu. The Chinese government has lodged representations to the US government following an attack on the Chinese consulate. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is calling on the US side to take effective measures to protect both its diplomatic missions and its staff. The US State Department says the US government is deeply concerned by the incident. This comes after someone poured gasoline on the front steps of the Chinese consulate in San Francisco and lit it on fire. The blaze torched the outer door of the consulate before it was put out. The Chinese government is criticizing the United States for sending three Chinese terrorists from the Guantanamo Bay detention camp to Slovakia. The three members of the outlawed East Turkestan Islamic Movement had been held by the U.S. at Guantanamo after being picked up in Afghanistan. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Qing Gang is cautioning that the three pose a threat to not only the security of China, but also to Slovakia. A Chinese helicopter has rescued all 52 passengers from a Russian research ship that has been trapped in the Antarctic ice since Christmas Eve. The successful rescue comes after days of failed attempts to reach the ship because of strong winds and thick sea ice. The helicopter on board the Chinese icebreaker Xuelong has carried the scientists and tourists from the Russian ship in groups of 12 to an Australian icebreaker. The Chinese and Cambodian governments have held an intergovernmental coordination committee meeting here in Beijing. State Councillor Yang Jiechi and Cambodian Deputy Prime Minister Ho Nam Hon have co-chaired the meeting, the first of its kind between the two sides. Following the session, the Chinese government says the two sides have achieved a broad consensus on enhancing their comprehensive strategic partnership. Chinese naval frigate Yancheng has set out for the Mediterranean to escort the transportation of serious chemical weapons. The frigate is now sailing through the Suez Canal. The Yancheng will cooperate with frigates from other countries, including Russia, when it reaches Cyprus. The main bulk of serious chemical weapons stockpiles are being shipped to a separate location outside the country for destruction. The death toll from a massive car bombing in the Lebanese capital Beirut has risen to 6. Over 70 others were hurt in the huge blast, which ripped through a southern suburb known to be an area with strong support for Hezbollah, which governs Lebanon. The explosion, which is believed to have been from a bomb weighing some 20 kilograms, hit only a few hundred meters from a location of Hezbollah's Politburo. It's believed the bombing may be retribution from a blast last week, which targeted a Sunni neighborhood in Beirut. Israel's prime minister has released a new statement saying he doubts the sincerity of the Palestinians' commitment to the peace process. Netanyahu's statement also points the finger directly at Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for not condemning a string of recent attacks against Israeli citizens. Benjamin Netanyahu's statement comes just hours before he sat down with John Kerry for talks. The U.S. Secretary of State has arrived in the region to try to salvage the failing peace talks between the Israelis and Palestinians. Hamas is rejecting an accusation by Egyptian authorities the Palestinian group was involved in an attack that killed 16 people in Egypt last month. A spokesperson for Hamas says Egypt's national security is highly appreciated and respected by the Palestinian movement, suggesting there is no way Hamas would take steps to harm it. Egyptian Interior Minister Mohammed Ibrahim says confessions from the son of a senior Muslim Brotherhood member suggests Hamas provided logistic support to attackers who detonated a car bomb targeting a security headquarters in the city of Mansoura. That blast prompted Egyptian authorities to deem the Muslim Brotherhood an outlawed organization. A trio of U.S. Republican senators have met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai in Kabul. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and John Barrasso discussed with Karzai issues including a planned bilateral security agreement between the U.S. and the Afghanistan. Karzai has told the three senators the Afghan government wants to sign the BSA. However, he says a number of conditions need to be met before the agreement can be signed. Those include the release of some 24 Afghan detainees from Guantanamo on top of a pledge by U.S. forces to stop raids on Afghan homes. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.